Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, boys and girls, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and Spirit of America Party radio show, Blog Talk Radio. And you can also find me on the web on the Spirit of America Party radio show.com. Okay, so this is lesson one in if you speak English. And how to speak English with a foreign accent so you can blend in and you won't be lost in America anymore. So here's our first lesson, which is we'll do one sentence at a time. Instead of saying, I love this country, everything is free, repeat after me. I love this country, everything free. Now, did you get that? I love this country, everything is free. I love this country, everything is free. No, you don't say is. Foreigners don't say is. Do it again. I love this country, everything free. Good, very good. Now, I'm going to say it in English, and then we'll say it in foreign English. Are you ready? Yes. Okay. We're going to say, I have 9 social security numbers. I have 9 social security numbers. Okay, that was good. Okay, repeat it once more. I have 9 social security numbers. I have 9 social security numbers. Good, that's even better. You're doing good. You're learning how to speak foreign English. You'll be able to blend in. You won't feel like an outsider anymore when you go to the supermercado, or when you go to the bucala to buy Pakistani cigarettes. Okay, now here comes the big one. I am an American hepcat. I be American hepcat. Okay, that's very good. Say it again. I be American hepcat. I love this country, everything free. With the flow, the melting pot that no longer melts. Now remember, when you go to motor vehicle, if you go in speaking like an American, you're not going to get taken care of. You have to go in and say these words. You ready? Yes. Okay. Does anybody speak Ukrainian? If you don't say, does anybody speak Ukrainian? You will be online for hours. And if you're at the airport and you want to get boarded first, you have to say you're with Al Qaeda. Okay? So let me give you. Don't speak regular American, because they won't let you board. And they'll search you 3 times. If you say you're Al Qaeda, you go right on board. Okay, so here's what you say. I be Al-Qaeda going to Motown. I'm going to mow down Motown. Now, if you're a Muslim and you don't want anybody to know you're a Muslim, here's what you say. Drinks for everybody. Bartender, champagne. Do you know what the Arabic word for champagne is? It's haram juice. I love haram juice. Okay, you've done very well. Now, the only thing you have to do is you have to dance like an American. Do you know how to do the dirty boogie? Okay, press 273 for English.
Okay.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to give you last night's epistle. It's from St. Thomas to the Babylonians. Imagine you're on guard duty. You just relieved a guy who was on guard duty for 8 hours. And while you're at your post, Muslim terrorists blow up the plane you were guarding. Can you blame the guard you relieved? Yes, you can if you're an on-duty activist. Wasn't it a big joke to appoint ineffective people to posts of national security? It was a laughable put-down on this hawkish, bellicose attitude of the previous administration with their silly Patriot Act. It was like when President Pinocchio Pants appointed a repuppy as Secretary of Defense. It was an inside laughing joke. He was the court jester. And he was a Republican, so everything he did wrong, they could say, look, what do you want? He's a Republican. They appointed a fall guy. Poem Cohen was his name, and what laughs that stooge gave the DNC. Remember, don't ask, don't smell? We will have more fun when we bring Al-Qaeda to the mock trial in New York, giving them more rights than O.J. And I got a theory that if O.J. had run against Obama, O.J. would have beat him by 2 points. Now, after 7 dead CIA agents in Afghanistan today, coming home in coffins, draped with the flag that 48 senators voted to burn 40 days before 9/11, we only lost one CIA guy in a battle under Bush, and he was betrayed by a California prodigy, Johnny Jihad. Remember that one? Now, after yesterday's discovery of an Al-Qaeda test van on 42nd Street causing the evacuation of the NASDAQ, hidden by the communist media, now after the failure of a Muslim to blow up another American airplane over Detroit on Christmas Day, the president puts down his golf club and speaks softly to the world. I got bad news, boss. I got real bad news. Al-Qaeda is not scared of you. The plan is not working. It may be time to expand Gitmo and round up the ACLU FBI agents who work for CARE for questioning. It is time to put bugs in mosques and get Lebanese Christians to translate the Arabic. It is time to check minarets for exhaust ports and rocket fuel. More than 8 years have passed since 9/11, and we still have 2 holes in the ground. More 9-10 Americans wear beards today, hoping they will blend in if Al-Qaeda takes over. No flag pins, just wear a little DNC dot badge and never say the M word. The communist media will show you an Abu Ghraib pylon, moons up, and calling it a violation of the Geneva Convention, but will not show you the burned faces of thousands of Americans maimed by those same roadside bomb moonies squatting in Abu Ghraib. To conclude, Mr. President, it is your watch, and maybe you need a new watch list. Take the repuppies off of it and post the 72 Virgin Club and their Rolexes. The next time, before you bow to a foreign power, ask them how much over $600 million a year they donate to Al-Qaeda from the jihad oil taxes, which is $80 a barrel tonight. Yet with Sarah Palin, it would only be $9.11, and that makes sense to me. God keep us safe, because you won't. 4 months before the next elections, all their incompetence will be smoothing their unlistened-to constituents over with their Alzheimer's potions. Both parties must go. They must meet their end in 2010 and then kiss it goodbye again. Blog Talk Radio, Spirit of America Party, www.captainsblog.us, couple of questions. Why doesn't the communist media hold Osama bin Laden to the same standard they held high for Bush? What? No mission accomplished posters from Obama? If 25 states are out of unemployment benefit money, should those agencies be laid off? They can't give out anything. What are they going to do? Lay them off. And they can come around the counter and stand on the same line. It's time for a music break. Let's see if we can give you a blast from the past. Okay, here's the second epistle of the evening. This is from St. Thomas to the Hollywoodians. I sent this blog out today, and it's a picture of a pacifier. And it says sales of pacifiers, political pacifiers, are up. Vote a Democrat and keep your mouth open. A vote Republican and wimp back reinfection. They don't limp back into office. They wimp back into office. Did you ever see them? They're so pathetic. Who you got? Mitch McConnell, who voted to burn the flag, and he's their key Republican? He was one of eight of Republicans who voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. You know who else was one? You're not going to believe it. Fred Thompson, the conservative candidate. You see how people sell you brown toothpaste when you don't like it? Who else was one? Arlen Spectacle. You know what Arlen is. He's a Brutus, Cassius, Benedict Arnold rolled up into one. You want to know something? I would take my chances with Benedict Arnold before I take him with Arlen Specter. At least Benedict Arnold had a shred of decency. Did you know he asked to be buried in his American uniform when he died? Because it was the only decent thing he had that he was proud of. It was the only decent thing he did that he was proud of. How sad. How sad. Okay, so, vote Repuppy and wimp back a reinfection. The time for picking the lesser of two losers is over. No more terms for termites. Anybody starts talking to you about picking the lesser of two evils, you know what you do? Make sure it's 28 degrees out and you throw them outside. And then play Al Gore's recordings of global warming while they turn blue. No more terms for termites. The only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. Stop champagne contributions. Stop the payoffs. One man or one woman, one vote. $1, one soapbox. Campaign by choo-choo train. How can you elect a president of the people when it costs $100 million to get your name out there? Replace the lawyers with accountants. Replace the millionaires. And send housewives to Congress with the kids, and all czars belong back in Russia. To stop the skyrocketing momentum of the Tea Party Revolution, both Republicans and Democrats are ordering caseloads of political pacifiers. 10 minutes before the November firings begin, the termites who ignored the people will pretend to care. 40 Republican senators laid low, hoping to ride the reverse tide back into power. 60 Democrats, drunk with control of all three branches of government and a chance to finally communize the Supreme Court, turned off the emails, faxes, and microphones of a totally frustrated America. They will bury the truth in the communist media. Every American will be fooled again into believing they are the farmer in the Dell. Please rise and sing The Cheese Stands Alone. This is America's political Bunker Hill. We have one last chance to save the freedom that your grandfather fought to give us. That day is Election Day, November 2010. The Treasury pirates must be fired. New ideals must correct the unbalanced activities of the past. There's no difference between the Roman Praetorian Guard auctioning off the emperorship of Rome and a Senate whose pockets are full of champagne contribution and treasury bills, paying off Barney Frank, Christopher Dodd, Mary Landrieu, Ben Nelson, who sold out Nebraska, etc., as they bribe each other. When you have union bosses sitting next to the president, you will lose your right to a secure private ballot. Nobody should know who you voted for unless you choose to tell them. It's nobody's business but yours. Anybody that wants to violate that American right is a communist. When you have Jeffrey Tunemeld, the GE czar, sitting next to the president, you know that China will get the orders taken away from American workers, windmills and all. And then GE will re-elect President Lai through marine-killing MSNBC. Think about that. Put that in your crack pipe and smoke it.
Hiya, boys and girls. It's Abu Tom, the American fundamentalist. I put the fun in fundamentalism. And I'm going to give you a little history and geography lesson today. Due to the fact that we have politicians that don't know Shiite from Shinola, I once heard a guy running for mayor, I think his name is Mark Green, and it was right after 9-1-1, and he was afraid that wild-eyed New Yorkers were going to punish the Arabs who live here for 9-1-1, and then he tied in Hindus and Sikhs. But he didn't know what he was talking about because he couldn't tell the difference if one sold him a Dunkin' Donut. And what he said was that he was cautioning patriotic New Yorkers against retaliating against sheikhs who are cab drivers. And he said that, you know, justice would be served if anybody attacked the sheikhs who are cab drivers for 911. Well, Mark, my friend, let me tell you something. Sheikhs don't drive taxi cabs. Sheikhs ride in big limousines and read the Wall Street Journal. Sikhs drive taxi cabs. And there is a big difference between a Sikh and a Muslim. As a matter of fact, a Muslim once told me that the Sikhs cannot cut their hair until the last Muslim is dead. Now, that's probably scuttlebutt, you know. It's like saying, never trust a naked bus driver. But I wanted to give you a little background on what we don't know about the Middle East. And one of the countries that's a mystery to us but is coming online is Dubai, which is one of the seven crucial states. The Brits got the first foothold in the Middle East. And because they did, in countries like Oman and the United Arab Emirates, when British citizens go to these countries, like Oman, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, they do not have to stand in line to have their passport checked. They just go to the Welcome Brits, We Love You station and go right through. Americans in Kuwait get the same treatment. Maybe even a little better. But the United Arab Emirates was formed in 1971 by seven sheikhdoms, Abu Dhabi being the capital, Ajman, Dubai, which is the big trading hub, Fujairah, Sharjah, Al-Quwain, and Ras Al-Khaimah. Those are the seven who make up the crucial states. There is one pro-American crucial state that refused to join, and it is not even talked about in the Middle East. It's like the war here being talked about by the media at home. They'll bury everything. And the one crucial state that refused to join is the country of Djibouti. And their ruler is most loved, and he's very pro-American. They are Christian Bedouins of Irish and Scotch descent. They are very hard to find because they are Roman in the Gloman Catholics. They only have one oil well, which is portable. And all their tents are red, white, and blue. And of course, the Sheikh's name is Sheikh Djibouti. And every morning, his subjects go to his tent and they sing the national anthem. And I'm going to play it for you now. And just remember to show a little respect when they play the Djibouti national anthem. So take your turban off and put it over your heart.
Yeah.
You ever see such a media blackout on news from Iran? The people are being run over by cops in cop cars in Iran. People that are demonstrating in the streets. The cars are sailing into them. They're being raped in prison. Men and women are being raped in prison. They're being gunned down in the streets. And they're being threatened with any more demonstrations, and the Iranian mullahs will really clamp down on them. You would think that we can negotiate a little peace and quiet so we didn't have to hear the screams from all across the pond. But you can see how these guys can justify murder. And Savage was saying the body count is over 1 million people as a result of the Iran-Iraq war. And you know, I can remember those kids being put on buses and being used to clear minefields, and all they had was a copy of the Quran and a green bandana for their head. Imagine being a mother and you don't even get a chance to raise your kid to draft age. They take them at 9, 10, and 11. How do you do that? Who's crazy to do that? Well, let's see if we can bring a little peace to Iran. We'll play the Iranian national anthem. But you know, in public schools in New York, and it's probably across the country, you don't have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. You can turn your back on the American flag while the other students say the Pledge of Allegiance. Do you know who's doing it? I know who's doing it. Do you know who's doing it? Do you know what ethnic groups are doing it? Turning their back on the American flag? I know. Do you know? Why don't you go to school one day and find out? See if it's the same school that you went to as a kid. I call it Communist Cucumber School. And the backturners can be from 20% of the class to 50% of the class. And pretty soon it's going to be hard to be an American in your own paid for by American taxes school. Separation of church and state? What about a separation of state from communism? Please rise. I hope you never hear this in public school. Please rise and stand for the Iranian national anthem.
Ballspieler, es passt nicht als ein Karspiel, weil sie sechs, zwei, drei, zwei, zwei, bei der Baseballspiel. Gott, Mensch, Amerika,
that good? Did you like that? Yeah. I'd love to slip that in on Iranian radio and watch all the mullahs running around swatting flies. hang in there. We'll give you tonight's epistle. We just got out about 5 to 12, visited some friends, and celebrated the New Year. Had a cookie and a glass of champagne. I remember the days we used to howl at the moon. Now everybody compares medication. It is sad. It is sad. The golden years are not so gold. And I think that, God takes a little bit of your eyesight and he gives it so he can give somebody fresh eyes. I think God has taken a nap for about a million years. I don't know if we'll see him anytime soon. If I was looking down on Earth, I don't think I'd like what I'd see. Maybe he's staying away for our own good. I turned on my TV. They were talking, and I happened to mention that at the beginning of the Gulf War, when we did the run up to Baghdad, I don't know if you know it or not, but Tommy Franks had a woman JAG lawyer who had to approve his every battle move. Did you know that? It's in his book. You get his book. I think it's page 197. She was a go and no-go gal. He said, well, I want to do this. And she'd say, okay, it's a go. I want to do that. Okay, it's a go. He said she didn't give him too many no-goes. But you know what? She shouldn't have been there. Patton would have had a shot. I turned on my TV. So what else was I going to tell you? Oh, so I happened to mention that when we hit Saddam's palaces, we uncovered trailer loads, 40-foot trailer loads of documentation involving everybody who was in the oil for food scandal. Okay? And they shipped the trailer loads back to Washington, D.C. And the last report before it disappeared from the communist press, never to be seen again, the last report was that the government had only read 1% of what was in the trailer. And somebody said, you know why? Because all of the governments that were involved in the oil for food would have been exposed. And all of the people who made money in the oil for food program would have been exposed. And on one of my websites, I used to have the list of everybody who was involved, including the Russian Orthodox Church, who was involved in the oil for food scandal. And the Russians were in it quite heavily. Sad, absolutely sad. Anyway, so I said, you know why they only read 1%? Because Mukhtibar, who worked at the Shell station, quit. Our intelligence sucked. We didn't even have Arab translators. Now, maybe they didn't hire them because they didn't trust them. But they could have gotten Lebanese Christians. They could have gotten Indians from Kerala that speak Arabic, who are also Christian. If you don't trust the Muslims, get a Christian. I turned on my TV to see an American bomb team disabling bombs in Iraq. I flashed back to the beginning of the Bush posse riding into Baghdad, setting the world record for American can-doism. And let me tell you something about American can-doism. That's the spirit of America, and nothing can beat it. Once Americans come together to fight a common cause, we're invincible. And it is the goal of the enemies, especially the communists, who are rampant in the United States, okay? They're in all the universities. All the Karl Marx boys are in the universities, and they're brainwashing your children. They're turning your children into pacifist sissies and sick people, drug addicts, okay? And I just saw Glenn Beck do an interview with a man who serves humanity. He's the Mother Teresa of good deeds. He works. He gives all his money to a cancer hospital. He's a billionaire. He's got 11 kids, I think he said he had, and one of them is a daughter. I think she was in her 30s. She's got a drug problem. You got money, the drug dealer has your name. He's coming for you. He wants everything you got. The only way to beat drugs is never do the first one. That girl's in rehab now. She'll be struggling her entire life. Why put yourself in that kind of jeopardy? If you walk on the train tracks and you know that the third rail carries electricity, why would you step on it? You don't go near anything that can hurt you. It's the first thing they teach you in Catholic school. Avoid the near occasions of sin. And the other thing that the nuns used to beat into you, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. How true, how true. Those nuns knew everything. And I wish they were here today. But they've been obsoleted by the communist government that's in power, that got to power. 25 years it took them, and finally they made it. Freedom is a dying ember in the United States. So it was 23 days to run up to Baghdad by the can-do people. If you want to see something get done, tell an American he can't do it. And give him a lock, say, this is unpickable. And then give him 10 minutes. Americans need inspiration, and they need to be motivated. And the divide and conquer party doesn't want that. They want them subdued. They'll fill their children with Ritalin. And they will divide blacks against whites. They will divide Cubans against Puerto Ricans. They will divide anybody that looks like he wants to be an American. And if we, like Ben Franklin said, and it's how true it is, if we don't stand together, if we don't hang together, surely we will all hang separately. That doesn't mean I'm coming over to your house for dinner. I don't like what you eat. I don't like the way you look. But if you're an American, we have common cause. Okay, so I also flashed back to all the ammo dumps that were passed over. And I was annoyed that the heavy armored division that was not allowed to land in Turkey after Bush paid $8 billion to the Turks, that we did not sweep up and destroy all the ammo dumps. They were wide open and some were hidden. Later on, those munitions would blow many Iraqis and Americans to pieces. And if you want to see heartbreak, find a GI whose face has been burned off. Yet stock car racers wear fireproof face socks. How about IED laser type of pre-detonators? You mean we can't shoot a ray into the ground when we think there might be an IED? That we can't do it all the way up the street? The research money is going to farts for the arts. The fight back money is going to building a monument to Woodcrap. Hillary Clinton wanted, I think, $1 million for a monument to Woodcrap. What do you need? An overturned outhouse? That's all you need. With lots of liquid. Yeah, the symbol of Woodstock, and Woodcrap, an overturned outhouse. We blocked the thruway, man. Yeah. And 58,000 Americans gave their lives so you could smoke weed. Now we got to pay for your rehab. I listened to all the financial experts who recovered their 20% of their losses this year. I listened to the unemployment figures as I watch Big Brother government slip us more taxes, assessments, fines, and puts a small business on those high unemployment rolls. Do you know how bad small business, what kind of a beating they take? They have to hire the lowest rung of the ladder help because they can't afford to pay anything more than minimum wage. Do you know that? Makes them totally vulnerable to a lot of heartache and headache. It's really sad. As a matter of fact, small business is getting so small that the mom and pops, they're having to lay off mom. It's unbelievable. I realize the sad fact that America is headed towards a secret underground economy, descending faster than the sub that just fired its last torpedo. I believe that for every profit-making taxpayer who closes his business, two government employees turn up to take his place. Chances are that profit-making taxpayer will be one of those government employees in the future. Bartender, play nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Here is how government works. Once they take it, you never get it back. Case in point, the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, built in the 1970s, the toll was 50 cents. And we were promised by the politicians, that in 3 years the bridge would be paid for itself, and because it was an intercity bridge, no tolls could be charged on an intercity bridge. You know what it is today? $11. And the rape is still going on. And now they're talking about all intercity bridges must have tolls. The day will come when you'll wake up to go to work in the morning and there'll be a toll booth at the bottom of your driveway. And there will also be one in the bathroom. There'll be a meter, and you better have a quarter, if it's still a quarter. So now you know why I say America is the big dumb kid on the block. Did you ever have a big dumb kid on your block? He was probably the toughest. He was probably the bully. He was feared, but when he wasn't listening, they used to make fun of him. They hated him. They despised him. But they couldn't face him because he could kick him off the block. And that's what America is today, the big dumb kid on the block. Have you seen Obama's affirmative no action TSA czar candidate? When he was in the FBI, he spied on his wife's boyfriend. What does that tell you about the FBI? Who leaks classified info to the Washington Post over the last 20-year contract? Supposedly, it was the number two man in the FBI who stinks. It gets better. This new Obama chief wants a go and no-go measuring box like they have for luggage at the airport. And this sign reads, "Attention Al-Qaeda, boarding flights to the USA. If your bomb does not fit these dimensions, it cannot be carried on. It must go with the other Al-Qaeda luggage." Don't worry, Chuck Schumer will turn off his cell phone, even though he is more important. Back to the unemployment level, I do see another rise in government jobs. This year alone, the U.S. military will hire 500,000 Americans and one more Muslim major to replace affirmative action terrorist Major Hassan, who the communist media shows in his Mr. Nice Guy uniform, smile and all. They won't show you the suicide Allahu Akbar nightie that he wore to work when he attacked the Crusaders inside Fort Hood, keeping 60,000 troops hostage, killing 13, wounding 30, and hiring 10 more ACLU lawyers. President White Lie Obama tells us today he suspects Al-Qaeda is involved. They gave Bush 7 minutes. They said he took 7 minutes too long to talk to kids in a school when we got hit on 911. They gave Obama an extra golf club and an extra 72 hours to come to the conclusion that Al-Qaeda is involved. Yeah, Al-Qaeda is involved in the Detroit Lockerbie-style poof. And Obama is strengthening his ties with the government of Yemen and giving the ruler of Yemen an undisclosed, unlimited amount of backsheesh to keep him as an ally. Did you know Osama bin Laden's mother is from Yemen? President Clinton appointed Kathy Bodine as ambassadress to straighten out those gat-chewing AK-47-toting tribal warriors who are related through blood with many Saudis. Kathy announced the arrival of the USS Cole 14 days before it got the hole. Terrorists in Yemen prisons go home for lunch. The Yemeni people depend on Saudi Arabia for jobs, while 32nd American Arabist experts bandy the quotation. You ever hear them talk about this? They do. They got about three cliches they all use. Don't trust any of them. Then their favorite cliche is, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend." Well, I got news for you. The Arabs have a different quotation. They say, "The enemy of my enemy is my cousin." My favorite is, "The fingers are different, but the hand is the same." Once again, inexperience and bad sound judgment is overwhelmed by a Harvard degree. We are not doing too good with poison Ivy League communist college graduates. Wasn't G.W. a Harvard graduate? Think about it. Who is more qualified to be president? Bill O'Reilly or Sarah Palin? Sarakin, ride, shoot, hunt fish, and make moose stew. She's another Teddy Roosevelt, speaks softly and carries a big nuke. And she visits her troops in Iraq and Kuwait all the time. And she doesn't bring a camera crew. That is why, so, and O'Reilly, all he can do is be fair and impartial, like his mentor, John Kerry. That is why I love this country. You can say what you want about the big boys, and there's no knock on the door. What was that? Quick, turn out the lights. The phones just went dead. Let's recap. 500,000 new jobs, all military, to meet our allies on the battlefield. We started with Beirut and lost, Kuwait and won, Afghanistan was payback for none. Russia got a dose of Laos and Cambodia, supply-side economics. Long overdue. They killed us for years from sanctuaries in China, etc. And then we had Iraq, which was a victory for the cowboy who hanged Saddam on Sandal Hill. Not to mention, he got the next evil generation, Uday and Qusay. Sadly, he missed Pelosi, the queen of Syria, and the head of the IED distribution chain in Damascus. So we will need 500,000 more troops to fight our allies, Algeria, Syria, Iran, Somalia, Sudan, Nigeria, Djibouti, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, who donates $600,000 a year to Al-Qaeda. Well, that's what they declare, but that could be like a Clinton tax return. Hey, are we trying to kill Mohammed Karzai in Afghanistan? Like when April Glaspie told Saddam we will not get involved in the Kuwait invasion? Or killing a DM in Nam? Those allies don't include Central and South America under the influence of El Stinko of Venezuela. Iran is dying to get its hands on Bahrain and exile the U.S. Navy. But they can't take their minds off hanging their women and beating their wives and students in the dorms while running over and shooting Iranian troublemakers demanding a fair shake. S-H-E-I-K. Get bigger wallets, fellas. Here comes that big, dumb American kid again, the bull in the made-in-China shop. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Used to be a nation of leaders, and now we're becoming a nation of losers. How sad.
He can turn the tides and calm the angry sea. He alone decides who writes a symphony. He lights every star that makes our darkness bright. He keeps watch all through each long and lonely night. He still finds the time to hear a child's first prayer. Saint or sinner calls and always find him there. Though it makes him sad to see the way we live, he'll always say, I forgive.
He can grab a wish or make a dream come true. He can paint the clouds and turn the gray to blue.
He alone knows where to find the rainbow's end. What lies beyond the bend? He can touch a tree turn the leaves to gold. He knows every lie that you and I have told. Oh, it makes him sad to see the way we live. He'll always say,
do what, 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 do what,
I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Stop.